My dearly beloved in Christ, this Friday, as I mentioned, is the Feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. The entire month of June is dedicated to honoring the Sacred Heart. And this reminds us of the apparitions of our Lord to Saint Margaret Mary, a religious of the Visitation, and it was in the 1670s that our Lord appeared to her, showed her his heart, and appealed for devotion to his Sacred Heart. Now, this was not the first time that devotion to the Sacred Heart was heard of. Saint Gertrude practiced devotion to the Sacred Heart, some other saints, but it was not well known until our Lord appeared himself and asked for the devotion to his Sacred Heart. When we look at an image of the Sacred Heart, we see flames coming out of the top, reminding us of the vehemence of our Lord's love for us. We also see this heart is encircled by the crown of thorns, and there's a wound in the heart and a cross on the top, indicating that our Lord's love for us was so great that he suffered all that he did and died for us. So what exactly is devotion to the Sacred Heart? It means we reflect upon the love of our Lord for us, and we strive to love him in return. And second, we strive to atone for, to make up for, those that do not love our Lord. So really, there are two primary aspects of this devotion to the Sacred Heart: striving to love Jesus more and more, and trying to make up to him, to make reparation, to make atonement for those who do not love him and do not serve him. Now, since our Lord appeared to St. Margaret Mary in the 1670s, this devotion spread throughout the world, and eventually a feast was instituted in the calendar and so forth. Pope Pius XI commanded that every year on the Feast of the Sacred Heart, an act of reparation, which he wrote, is to be recited before our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, which we will do on Friday, an act of reparation, of atonement. But one aspect I want to speak about this morning is the life of a wonderful priest from South America who propagated devotion to the Sacred Heart in the 20th century, so close to our own times. Father Mateo, his last name was Crawley, his father was from England, his mother was Peruvian, he was born in Lima, Peru. Father Mateo was born in 1875, and when he was only 16 years old, he entered a religious congregation called the Congregation of the Sacred Hearts of Jesus and Mary, which had been founded in Belgium in the 1800s. So he became a member of this religious order in Valparaiso, Chile, where they had a house in South America. And after he went through all of his training, was ordained to the priesthood, he was assigned to teach. So he was teaching in a college of the order, but he was working so hard that his health completely broke down. And the doctors told his superiors he needs to just get away. And they encouraged him to send him to Europe. So he was sent to Europe, and that gave him the opportunity to visit the mother house of the religious order of which he was a member in Belgium. And after that, he went to France to fulfill this long desire that he held of visiting the chapel where our Lord appeared to St. Margaret Mary in Paray-le-Monial. So he was able to do that. This was in the year 1907. And while he was there, he conceived an idea of, as he put it, to bring the whole world over to the Sacred Heart, to win the world to the Sacred Heart by conquering, as he put it, one home at a time. And the devotion that he thought of, the practice, is called the enthronement of the Sacred Heart in the home. So then he went to Rome to obtain permission to promote the enthronement of the Sacred Heart. The Pope at that time was Pope St. Pius X. And he told Father Mateo, I not only give you permission, I command you to dedicate the rest of your life to this work of the enthronement and promoting devotion to the Sacred Heart. So then he went back to the shrine at Pere Monial to give thanks. And while he was there, he felt this surge through his body and realized he had been cured of whatever ailments he had. And now he began to travel around the world as an apostle of promoting devotion to the Sacred Heart. He preached, fortunately, he knew 5 or 6 different languages. He preached throughout Europe in different countries, in France and Spain and Italy and England and so forth, promoting devotion to the Sacred Heart, promoting the enthronement of the home. And his work was marked by incredible miracles of conversion. Freemasons who hated the church, who hated our Lord, converted. And one converted Freemason came up to him and said, "Father, you're doing exactly what we were told to do in Freemasonry. We were told to go into the home and win the family over to our principles, and thus we would win society. And Father Mateo's idea is going into the home, to bring the Sacred Heart into the home, to bring the members of the home to our Lord, to kneel at his feet, to pledge themselves to love and serve him, and thus to win society by conquering home after home for the Sacred Heart." So, as I said, his labors were crowned with great success, many conversions, consecrations, even of countries to the Sacred Heart. And then he went eastward. He went to the Far East. And he would preach 4 times a day, sometimes as many as 8 times a day, giving sermons in large churches and cathedrals, giving retreats to priests and religious. When he went to China or the Far East, he didn't know the language, so he gave a retreat to priests in Latin. And then he continued to go eastward. He went to Hawaii. And from Hawaii, he came to the United States in the early 1940s and gave retreats. I met a priest who had gone to a retreat given by Father Mateo. So he labored in this country for several years, at least a couple years, and then he went to Canada. And while he was in Canada in 1946, his health completely broke down and he was confined to a hospital. And eventually he died in 1960. There are several things he promoted, but 2 that I would like to highlight. One is the enthronement of the Sacred Heart in the home. If your home has never been enthroned, then it would be good for you to speak to a priest about having this ceremony done. During the summer is a good time we can do it. A priest comes to your home, there's a ceremony, some prayers, etc. But it should be prepared for and it should be understood, not just to do it just because old Father mentioned it. To do it with all your heart and to understand the enthronement. And one thing that needs to be mentioned about the enthronement is it is the home, the family that is enthroned. So if you move to another house, you don't need to have the enthronement done again. You just need to have the house blessed because your family has been enthroned, or the enthronement has been done for your family. But it is good to renew it every year, especially on the anniversary on which your family was enthroned, your home was enthroned to the Sacred Heart, to renew it, go through the prayers with your family. We customarily pray that renewal prayer on Sundays after Mass, the prayer of renewal of the consecration of the families and of our parish to the Sacred Heart. So that's one thing Father Mateo came up with and promoted, the enthronement of the home. The other thing he promoted was what's called night adoration in the home. And that would be to make a holy hour in your home in the evening, maybe 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, maybe even in the middle of the night. But it is a result of our Lord asking his 3 chosen apostles, Peter and James and John, in the agony in the garden to watch with him. He said, "Watch with me while I go yonder and pray." And as Bishop Sheen used to point out, it's the only thing our Lord ever asked for, specifically. Watch with me. Stay up and pray. And of course, the apostles fell asleep. St. Margaret Mary made a holy hour every Thursday evening. It was like 8 to 9 or 9 to 10 or 10 to 11 in honor of our Lord's agony in the Garden of Olives, the Garden of Gethsemane. And I think our Lord asked her to make this hour, this holy hour. Now, Father Mateo wrote up prayers. He wrote a number of different holy hour, put together several different prayers. We had one of them reprinted, and we will give free copies of this booklet to anyone who would like to do this. So there's a list in the vestibule. You can add your name and what you do. If you pick a day of the month, it might be your wedding anniversary day, but you pick a day on which you will make this holy hour. And again, it's in the evening. And then whatever day of the week that date falls on. So if you pick the 22nd or maybe the 5th or the 10th, every month on that day, you would make the holy hour. Of course, you can do it more than once a month, but this is what we're asking, is for at least once a month for all of us, at least adults, to make a nocturnal holy hour in honor of the Sacred Heart. And these holy hours are sources of many blessings for the family, for ourselves as individuals. So that's one thing he promoted, that what called night adoration in the home. He said, it's hard for you to go to the church. Usually churches are locked overnight, and maybe you live a distance and it's dark, but you can pray in your home. God is everywhere. And especially a home that's been dedicated to the Sacred Heart, our Lord is there. So I encourage you to think about that, to make a nocturnal holy hour at least once a month in your home in honor of the Sacred Heart. But let us, during this month of June, reflect upon the Sacred Heart, the love of our Lord for us that led him to die for us. And that is all he's asking of us, is love in return. A love that leads us to serve him, to fulfill our Christian duties, to fulfill our daily duties out of love for him, and also to make up by our love and our lives, to make up for those who do not love him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.